We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we all got 99 problems. But one of them's not hearing this morning. We're not having. Even though we're in our third studio.
Yeah, this is nice.
But we're good, man. We're good down here. I call this old school, Zach. We're on a table.
Right.
We're looking at each other. We could hold hands. We're so close. Matter of fact, we have. I think we've held hands.
I think we touched feet. We
do that. We're right here on top. But everything's working, man. Everything's working.
Can't complain when it's on.
No. Just can't do it. John Beeson, former Hurricane linebacker, now working with ACC Network on ESPN, which kicked off and – hopefully, we're all going to be able to see some of it down here.
We hope.
At some point, it will pop on and we'll
Blake
be able to
and
get
Manning
that.
And all these guys telling you to keep calling your cable networks if you don't have it, to beg for it and tell them you want it. I guess that'll do it, but I don't know if it's going to do it within the next 48 hours when this thing starts.
No. Maybe I have to get it down the road here when they start having games on there. 56022 if you want to join us on the text machine, as we've been all over the place today. But by the way, we didn't mention. How about Carly Lloyd kicking a 55-yard field goal? She was, I guess, knocking down 40s at, like, easily. So she's a big Eagles fan, so they invited her out there. So I was watching, like, I got to see this. Damn, man.
Split the
I mean, she's been kicking a soccer ball her
I know,
life.
I don't care what she's been doing. She hit a field goal.
You kick it from 55 yards out.
Sign her up.
Pretty impressive.
Right. Someone's going to
thanks
call
for having me out here today. Like, damn, can you leave now, Carly? It's a little embarrassing here.
How about being one of the other kickers there at camp, and that day at camp you missed a 48-yarder and a 51-yarder, and she comes in and drills a 55-yarder right in your face and walks off the field.
All right, hey, congratulations. You've had a great soccer career. We love having you as a fan. Grab your jersey. Take care.
All right. So. One-year deal, $1.8 million, $2.8 million.
Jeez.
What's it going to take?
Yeah.
Let me read some text for you right now. 56022, 56022 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. This month, all new Toyotas are at a clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. The Jedi text in, I trust in what Omar was saying about the new Dolphins defensive scheme and certain types of players needed for it to be effective. For years, New England has run that nickel three safety for years, even when Rodney Harrison was there. I wouldn't be surprised if Kiko, Raekwon, and several others well-named defensive players are traded or released by the time the season starts. It's from the Jedi.
Well, I just say this. The only problem I see, and again, this is one of the problems on this 53-man roster. Some of it's just a week. It's a week back end. I will continue to see. I don't see 53 guys on this roster as it stands right now. I don't see it now. Some guy they're going to keep some guys, and they're seeing things that I don't see. They're probably going to have to keep some of those extra cornerbacks. Those guys, whichever pick your flavor of the week on who makes a player, who doesn't.
Yeah.
But if you can keep those guys. I would be shocked if they get rid of both of them, but not surprised if one of them ends up getting traded.
If you get another player for a position of need, someone needs to swap one for one. I mean, you might have to do stuff like that before the season starts. I mean, Omar hit it too. Raekwon McMillan for starting guard. If somebody had an extra guard on their team.
No. Nobody would have a problem with that.
Yeah. If you're not getting a seventh round draft pick for a guy, which we all look at and go, okay, seventh round to seventh round, whatever. But if you're getting a player that could come in here and you know, within a day or two, see the playbook and then play, that's fine. I'm in. If it's not a guy that you're worried about, you know, losing, if Raekwon is, you know, unfortunately not working out exactly the way they wanted to in this defense, and you can find a guy that could play on the line or something.
Yeah.
You can't be upset with the team for doing that.
Well, Raekwon's got a very friendly contract, so they got to make
sure,
you know, that unless he can't play in your system and you're going, he can't play, then you got to keep him because you need linebackers. And to me, he's better. He and Kiko, if you're telling me they're the backup linebackers, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, it's a good depth at that position if that's the case, yeah. Someone texted in, do sports agents still represent the athlete after their playing career is done?
Not usually, no.
No, I would assume. I'm only assuming that they're saying that that text came in because we talked about Gronk. And Drew had Gronk, and Drew still represents.
He might use like somebody within Drew's group to do marketing contracts for like if he's got a contract still with Dunkin' Donut, like he's had it with a couple of other companies, and if he's keeping that relationship, which could still happen, he'll have somebody. But usually, Drew doesn't do the stuff with he sticks with the client
on the field stuff,
contract stuff with teams.
You really want to know why Antonio Brown fired that chef, Joe? Someone has the real information. Says he put his helmet in the freezer. It's actually kind of funny. I'll give you a little credit for that. The problem with Omar is he's always negative. Most of his posts about how we suck or not playing well or who's getting beat. Very few positive posts. That's why people hate him.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, it counts on how you read into Minka Fitzpatrick. I was like, you're talking about Minka Fitzpatrick having a bad camp? Of all the things. All I could think is funny, he said how O.J. Howard, who's a really good pass receiving tight end, and the second one he ran a crossing route, he batted down, almost intercepted. So I was like, yeah, he's asked to do a lot of things. Look, if there's one guy gets a hall pass after what he did his rookie year, it's Minka Fitzpatrick, who was asked last year to do a bunch of things because of injury, this year because of different defensive packages. And, yeah, New England plays with three safeties a lot. A lot. Right. What's Chung's first name?
Patrick Chung, yeah.
That guy doesn't work. He can't play anywhere else.
He's a Swiss
he
Army
gets
knife.
Cut from yeah. everybody, and then he comes back, and right. he's, like, perfect fit for all the different packages, right. and Belichick loves him.
Yeah, you have a guy like that.
You get guys that fit your system. I get it.
That's yeah, that's it. Someone said I'd be worried about Zion keeping in good shape. That might be the problem.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, going to be around New Orleans, all that gumbo, all that good food there in New Orleans.
I know, but you know what? It doesn't matter what city you're in. You got money in your pocket, right. and you're getting tired of the health food that all these professional teams are serving now. And you're like, man, I just want a big burger, and you know, I just want to down 20 chicken wings or whatever it is.
Get me hungry.
He looks like he's going to be an off-season problem. Not so much playing during the year where they can stay on top of him.
No, April to September.
But, boy.
May to September.
He let it go, man, getting up to almost $3 bills.
Yeah. Let's see what else. The FSU Dora the Explorer bag was filled with booster kickback money. That's why they had to get rid of it.
The what?
The FSU bag, the satchel, is filled with booster kickback money. They wouldn't have got rid of it if it was
somebody got so that was somebody got came with that today.
Yeah, someone else said it wasn't a case, purse. It was a satchel.
By the way, if that was the case, then they better start putting that money back in and getting better players.
That's it. Let's see. They had to get rid of the turnover backpack because their athletic department is $13 million in debt. Well done.
It's hard to imagine Florida State's
come
sports
on.
Department
there's too many camp. There's too many checks coming in. I mean, they haven't been to a bowl. I mean, didn't get that bowl game check.
No,
right?
No. They obviously, the last 2 years, didn't Jimbo have to force a game or get a game?
Louisiana
to
Monroe.
Or
they paid $800,000.
Actually, back to back years, not in a bowl game.
Minka's mom should race Omar in a 40. I'm still picking mom.
Okay. Little shot there. That would have been hilarious. Yeah, if we found out Minka's mom was a former track star and said, I want to race you. I want you.
Someone asked if Omar still thinks Larry Coker's a good coach.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
He's all in on it. I'll tell you what I'm all in on, getting a chance to talk to John Beeson.
That's right. He's coming up next.
Mr. Chaminade Madonna himself.
Mr. ACC Network.
Mr., running back, linebacker, strong safety. Man, that guy, it's incredible the way it ended. I was about as wrong about him as any player that went to the University of Miami in his position he was going to play. Anyway, he'll join us. We'll talk some Canes and some Gators. Boy, that thing's right around the corner. We'll have that for you coming up in just a moment.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Former Canes linebacker and now ACC Network analyst John Beeson joins us right now. John, how are you this morning? Thanks for joining the show.
I'm doing well. How's everything?
John, we're doing great there, Mr. Chaminade Madonna head there. Man, we're doing fantastic. It was great seeing you at those ACC meetings with this ESPN thing that kicks off here, man, I got to tell you, I had no idea how many people that they're going to hire to be part of these studio shows,
doing
the games and everything else. And it's it was great because John got to go back up where the meetings were, where he played his professional career as well. So, John, congratulations, man. I think that gig's going to be great. Are you enjoying it so far?
It's been great, man. No one does it better. And it's no knock on any other media outlet. But for me, having the ability to watch film now, like I did as a player. I mean, they gave me the app. I have the last three seasons from college. I can go back and watch any game, any scenario, and I'm kind of right back in the trenches and feeling like a player again. So it's been a lot of fun thus far.
Listen, it's cool to do that kind of stuff, but now you got to be on the TV. You got to go on radio shows. You got to pick teams. I'm telling you, when we promoted this morning, John Beeson's going to join us. Literally, the first text that came in, it said, I heard John Beeson pick UF. They picked the Gators. Yeah. You got to ask him about it. So, of course, I'm going to ask you, you picked the Gators. Give us a little analysis on the game because, of course, the Canes fans here down here and go, how could Beast do that?
Yeah, well, that's part of the gig. You have to be objective. And, you know, they kind of threw that on me during the rehearsals. We did our reveal video, and this is 2 weeks ago. And at surface level, you look at, you know, just the trend of last season for the Miami Hurricanes versus, you know, what Dan Mullen did with Florida winning 10 games last year. You say, okay, well, as of right now, I would go with the Gators. But now I get a chance to watch the film. And I found out that they are a little bit of a fraud in terms of how they play defense. A lot of man coverage is very simple. They're aggressive. But they're not sound. They do make mistakes. And then you go back and you watch the way Dan Enos calls offensive plays versus Alabama, versus Florida, teams that he was outmatched when he was a play caller at Arkansas. And you say, man, we have a great chance. And I got really excited when we chose Jaren Williams as the starter because schematically, I know exactly how he wants to attack this Florida defense. And I think it gives us the upper hand. I'm going to be on air today. We launch tomorrow with ATC Network, and I'm picking the Canes, and I feel very confident about it.
Wow.
All
right. Hey, John, are you concerned, though?
But it's founded on merit. It's based on film. It's based on scheme. It's not. It has nothing to do with ties. I believe the Canes are going to win.
All right. Yeah, that's good stuff. John, I want to ask you, you concerned, though? A redshirt freshman at right tackle, a true freshman at left tackle in Zion Nelson. Does that concern you at all, and how do you cover that up against the experience of the defensive line of the Gators?
Well, I think that both offensive lines are in the same boat. You know, Florida starting four new guys, too, and they had a big injury to their left tackle. So when it comes down to it, I think the best way to cover it up is, you know, you run some draws to slow down those big guys up front to make them think a little bit, some screen plays. I think they're getting a sack, and all of a sudden – hey, we want you. We're inviting you up the field. You use their greatest strength against them. And then when you want to throw it, you know, you do some play action stuff and you keep six in, you keep seven in. You only, you know, run three-man routes to the edge. Just give Jaren one or two options to throw the ball, sprint, do some sprint-out stuff where you move the pocket, allow him to have that pass-run option. And you can beat this team based on what they want to do, because if they want to sit back and just play man, you have an outstanding corner and C.J. Henderson, we can beat them. And that's the other side of the coin. You want to stay simple so your guys can play fast defensively, right. But at the same time, if we know what you're in, we can scheme up against that.
John, what's your thoughts on Manny Diaz so far since he's kind of taken over the reins from Mark Richt since that crazy day, that crazy Sunday, when Mark stepped down and Manny had to take another job and leave Temple? But, I mean, that's another story by itself. But since Manny's taken over, what he's done, you know, he was behind in recruiting, had to go to the transfer portal, just what he's done with his team so far, including picking a starting quarterback. How has the Manny Diaz era so far before game one for you?
Well, you touched on it. You know, the transfer portal – bringing in eight guys said, we want to win now. You know, the linebackers will all be gone. Every year, you know, you lose talent, and then there's some new emerging young guy you don't know about. But you can look at a football team and say, hey, this team is poised to win right now. So you go out and you get you know, veteran players in the transfer portal, guys you can just plug in and they can step in right away and help the football team. The feel on the outside is we want to win right now. And, you know, outside of this Florida game, which, I mean, this is the biggest stage of the year for the Miami Hurricanes. You're a top 10 opponent. You get a chance to beat them. The rest of the schedule, it's like, come on. You know what I mean, Joe?
Yeah. You're not like, right. No, you're right.
Why can't we run the table against you? I don't care, you know, about the hype that Virginia's getting, you know, with their outstanding quarterback and Bryce Perkins. We should run the table. And if we can finish the season undefeated going into the ACC championship game against Clemson, anything can happen. That's the goal. Just get into the tournament, meaning ACC championship first, and the potential is through the roof. And that's got to be the mindset. That guys have to be dialed in and believe that and demand that of themselves today. It's got to happen today. It can't be one of those things where, oh, man, you know, 2 years ago, wow, we won 10 games. I didn't know we were going to be this good. You know, now it's got to be a new level of focus and you know, the greatness is demanded when we need it most. And it's going to start early in the season.
John, I want to ask you about your relationship. It's a great story. I just read last night about Quarterman, Pinckney, and McLeod, and your relationship as far as even watching tape with them and being really honest with them and expecting a lot. Can you talk about that? Kind of a unique relationship there. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, first off, you know, the fact that, you know, I am 4 minutes from campus. You know, Antrell rolls down south. DJ Williams is 5 minutes from campus. Vilma's right here, close to the Grove. We're all retired. You know, when I was playing at University of Miami, I had the opportunity to meet Jesse Armstead and Michael Barrow, guys who were injured, and they were here rehabbing my last year. And of course, you know, like the tradition says, you know, the relationship is instant right away. You know, they're back at the program. They're hanging out. I could talk to Jesse or Mike about particular plays. I remember, you know, Jesse Armstead helping me with the power old play, saying, hey, you know, when that guard pulls, and I know that tackle is getting ready to come off and ear hole you, he goes, I'm going to be honest. I take my hand and I put it right in their chin. And they don't like that, but it works. And I started doing it. Now they call that, you know, legal hands to the face now.
That's awesome.
But back then, it worked for me. And it was little things like that. Like, if you can take the coaching and put it and apply it right on the field. And, you know, these guys, they seek the knowledge. They want to watch tape. They want to know it the way I do. And, you know, it's a fine line between, you know, what they're being taught coaching-wise and then things you can teach them from a technique standpoint. You know, it's more about pre-snap stuff. How teams want to attack you, how they want to influence you. You know, get you to see something that you don't need to see, where your eyes should be. It's like that next level stuff that allowed them to play that much faster. It's been the key when we watch film, because you never want to rock the boat from a scheme standpoint with what the coaches are saying. Because I know that as a player, having dealt with it, but. These three guys, I really truly believe this. They can be as good as any group that has ever played at the University of Miami, and the onus is on them, and the potential is on them. And the reason I'm so hard on them is because I want to make sure that they give themselves every opportunity to be the best they can. And there is no fine line when it comes to being great. You're either or you're just another guy. And they're receptive to that. And when they put the pressure on themselves in the offseason and they feel the sting of what it's like, and you hold on to that, when you lose a game to Virginia or you lose to Duke or you get embarrassed by Wisconsin, LSU, all these games that should always stick with you. Like, for me, throughout my career, I never really remember the great games, the games we won. I remember the games we lost. Those are the ones that sit with me, and they drive me, and they fuel me, and it's got to be a daily commitment to try to make sure it doesn't happen again. And then once you understand that, you'll demand it of your teammates.
John, I want to ask you a question that we go back and forth. Even Manny and I have talked about it. I always say, hey, the defensive line sets up linebackers to be really good. And if they struggle, usually your linebackers struggle. Do you feel that way, or do you go, hey, Quarterman, Pinckney, and McLeod, no matter what, you guys need to be making damn plays? Or do they need help, right? They need that defensive line to suck up some blockers, correct?
Yeah. Look, it's true with linebackers, but it's true in football. There is no great player without the man next to you. Football can't be played without 11 guys. You need 11 guys doing their job at one time to have a successful play. So that just scratched just the linebackers for a second. That's really what it boils down to. And, you know, guys who are cocky and arrogant, who think they're God's gift to football, it really, really bothers me that they're not appreciative of the guys next to them. And I know this firsthand because when I had dogs in front of me, it made my job a lot easier. When I didn't, it was noticeable how much harder my job was. But, you know, the front that we have between Jonathan Garvin, the transfer from Trevon Hill from VTech, I'm expecting huge things from them. I mean, I think they could be one of the best tandems in all of college if they choose to. And if you don't deal with the guys up front first, you'll never get to the linebackers. You better respect the big boys up front. I mean, the big games, like in championship games, it's won in the trenches. That's why the question mark for our offense is the offensive line. Can they step up and just be okay? If they're okay, we're going to be a great football team. And that's the truth.
How much confidence do you have in you said it before about you're excited about Jared, but Williams. How much pressure, how much confidence do you have in a guy in his first start on a game on Saturday night where the entire world's going to be watching, and it's not a game where there's 40 other games on. Everyone's going to be watching one game, and the spotlight's going to be on him.
Yeah, game zero doesn't get any better.
Right.
The opportunity to make a name for yourself should be something that's in the back of his mind. You know, I think about the A&M game versus Clemson last year where a guy named Kellen Mond went out and threw for over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. Yeah, we've seen this before. We've seen these outstanding first-year starters or true freshmen and Trevor Lawrence go out and ball on the biggest stage. Some guys have that. You know, he hasn't proven that he has that, but I tell you what, the fact that he won the job because it was an opportunity for him to win the job, he was a completely different person than who he was in spring last year and then going into fall camp. The fact that he had the opportunity, I think it made him mature, first off. You know, he changed his work ethic. And this guy has great talent when it comes to throwing the football. I mean, he knows how to place the ball with accuracy. You can't teach that. And when he goes through a progression, you see that this guy understands – you know, defenses, he knows timing, he knows placement at a young age. So it's going to be on him, and if the spotlight is too big or too small, but I tell you what, the chance to go out against a great defense, the only game on TV, should be something that, yeah, you want to be a little jittery. If I'm I'm calling maybe a quarterback run or let him get hit a little bit just to kind of, you know, wake up a little bit and then just go play ball because the guys on the outside – and the scheme that I know that he's going to be in, the opportunity he's going to have to make plays in this game is going to come down to him, if he can do it. And I believe he can, and it'll be interesting to see if he does.
Beast, thanks for your time, buddy. Have a good time with this ACC. Now, you're going to be sitting with Mark Richt, right, during the game for some live game reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to hang out a little bit, and, you know, We'll it'll be in depth, man. I promise we'll keep you guys up to speed. It won't be fluff, just that, I promise.
Hey, John, with you, it never is. Hey, John, I always tell you this, man. I've never been more wrong about what position a guy was going to play in college. You fooled me, man. I saw the running back, the big, strong running back who was running for 100 yards a game. Then I said strong safety, he's going to be a hitting machine. And he ended up being a first-round linebacker that was really, really good. I couldn't have been.
I'm glad you're admitting that.
I didn't see that one coming, John. I really didn't, man. But what a hell of a story, bud. And you're doing great. So thank you so much.
Thanks. I appreciate it. When it comes down to football, I think you if you have a few things, you can play just about any position. Yeah. And that's just, you know, the willingness to take.
It's not normal, man. Listen, you're being nice. It's not normal a guy play all three positions, man, and really
right.
good at all
you're
of them.
Right.
So. Thanks, John.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. The ACC. You too. ACC Network launches tomorrow, by the way, in the Week 0 Camping World kickoff game between Miami and Florida in Orlando on Saturday, August 24th. We'll feature an all-ACC watch party. Miami versus Florida on ACC Network. The show will include analysts Rick and John Beeson in the Bristol, Connecticut studios, along with Packer and Durham, reacting to live game action. ESPN college football analyst and former Miami All-American John Vilma will contribute from Orlando as well. All right, we'll take your text messages, 560-22-560-22 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. We still have Brian Baldinger to come up as well during the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don't forget, Saturday night is the Canes and Gators. We'll be hosting a watch party at Twin Peaks in Pembroke Pines, myself and WQAM, 7 to 10 p.m. or until the game's over. Come watch Canes and Gators game. Enjoy Dos Equis specials, giveaways, register, win 2 tickets to the college football semifinal playoff game in Atlanta. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. We'll also have a cooler giveaway, other stuff too. We'll have a fun time. Twin Peaks, Pembroke Pines, Saturday night for the Canes and Gators.
Sounds good, man. It's a lot of good stuff.
A lot of people there, man. It's going
to
be fun.
Getting back to all your favorite establishments to watch all your games, get the boys together, get out of the house.
Right.
Grab a couple cold ones.
Vic Bermudez and his crew of Hialeah crazies all coming that day.
Oh, Vic's crazy by himself.
He said he's bringing 10 of the crazies.
Has Vic slowed down a little bit, or is he still pretty wild?
He is the Hurricanes Radio Network executive producer.
He's mature now.
I didn't say he was mature. I just said what he was doing. He's still the craziest stat person I've ever seen. If
is he still lifting those weights? He's still big in the arms?
He still looks like it's possible.
He looked a little out of shape when I saw him yesterday, actually.
Wow.
Oh, like, really?
Wow. Yeah, like he hasn't been going to the gym much lately.
It sounds like you've been spending more time with the family. Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
he's the Hurricanes Radio Network executive producer.
Loves
the Canes. He's a big Canes guy.
Oh, of course.
Huge Canes guy.
Well, listen, everybody's going to have a different take. And I know this stuff's coming in on John Beeson right now about.
Well, Beeson got ripped on right in the text machine.
He's going to get anybody picks games.
3 minutes. It said, who cares what John Beeson thinks? It'll change tomorrow and then again the next day. If you guys don't absolutely attack Beeson for that flip-flop, you lose all credibility.
All right.
Not only have Beeson lost his credibility, but we just did also.
Well, I have no credibility.
Well, I didn't have anything to lose.
And by the way, whoever you are, you have no credibility either. Right. So just, you know, we're sorry.
But Beeson does have to be careful. Because if this video came out of him picking the Gators, and two days later he picks the Canes, it's bad.
But there's a reason the Gators are favored by at least 7. There's a reason it has to do. And people, you can make any argument you want for that's what fans do as far as, well, they got some young guys too. But the Canes, I mean, there's 4 or 5 key reasons why. The way it ended last year, the Gators get their 10th win. How good they looked against in their last game against Michigan, especially in the second half. And you got two really important positions. I'm not saying the Gators aren't going through it too, but you got two young guys playing tackle with no experience, and you got a quarterback. And by the way, the quarterback alone, if you want to just do that, they got a guy with experience who's been knocked around 2 years ago, started playing a lot better when he got coached last year. And you can say whatever you want about Jaren Williams, but he hasn't played a game this big ever.
Right.
Not an all-star game, not in high school. This is a big game. Now, can he play well? Sure he can. And you can get into coverages and all that stuff and what they're going to do to him. But that's the reason the Gators are favored.
Right.
Not to mention they play in the SEC, and the SEC was a lot stronger conference last year than the ACC. It's just a fact. Hell, Pittsburgh was a 500 team and won the Coastal.
Right.
So there's a reason for all the things going back and forth. The Gators are favored in this game. Vegas doesn't just do it to piss Canes fans off.
No, they don't.
They do it for money.
Right.
Money builds building big businesses and big companies and big hotels.
Oh, those buildings weren't built because there's stupid people out there. By the way, the spread opened up at 7.5. they opened, it's now back up to 7.5. It actually dropped to 6.5 at one point, and now back up to 7.5.
So
for all the
I don't know, but people getting upset about John and
it was just one guy that texted in. Where's the credibility for Beast and what happened?
Listen, he said he watched tape. He explained it. And he went back. If you don't watch all the guys on TV go back and forth, unless it's a lopsided, you know, on paper, it's completely lopsided. But we'll see. Which defense will play better? Manny Diaz got a lot of new guys on his defense. Not a linebacker, but a lot of other positions.
My key to the game is those young offensive lines for both teams. Whose quarterback stays upward the most?
Well, you got to be able to run it, too. You can't just drop back.
Which
team can – I wouldn't just do
four,
pass.
No, I'm not just doing pass. Run,
well,
but
you,
did, about,
you said that, but run blocking, too.
Okay, but they got to stay upright, and they pass the ball a lot, too. They're not going to run the ball 40 times a game on either
you
team.
You got to run it to set up the pass. You do. You drop back, and you have to throw it because you can't run it at all. You're in big trouble. Everybody
four new starters
off.
For the Gators, two bookends for the offensive linemen for an offensive line for the Canes. Both offensive lines are going to be the story of this game.
No question. No, listen, they got their best player last year is now a second round pick for Jacksonville, who, by the way, I don't think is going to play in this game coming up tonight. I think he's got a bad knee. But yeah, he was really good. Actually dropped in the draft. A little surprised by everybody because of, I guess, the injury. And they lost some big bodies up front. So we'll see how their guys do and this whole thing. It's going to be fun to watch. Because it's the big game. It's kind of kicking everything off, and the Canes get to be part of it. But as far as getting mad because of somebody picked somebody, listen, man, I've spent more time in Gainesville than I have in Coral Gables over the last few years because my daughter went to school there. You know, I mean, that's just – I'm sorry. But that's where I was. I did. I was up there. I was taking pictures in front of that stinking Tim Tebow statue.
Oh, I got sent one that looked like it cropped out. Were you in the same picture with your wife and Taylor?
I was in some of them.
Somebody fully cropped out your wife and your daughter, and I got a picture sent to me on Twitter or something with it's just you and Tebow.
Was I Tebow or did we get Spurrier?
Oh,
in
no.
There,
it, I saw the
Warfel.
Tebow statue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. Joe took a picture with the Tebow statue, and then, of course, I see your daughter on social media post a picture. I'm like, wait a minute. They cut them out.
So it's funny. You have the graduation, and the graduation's over, and everybody runs over because everybody's getting family pictures, and where do you want to go? And so everybody runs over to the three
statues.
Three Heismans, right?
Yep.
The three guys.
This is what was sent to me.
Yeah, there it is, man.
Your family's cut out of the picture.
Oh, they took that.
And it's
funny.
Just you and the
statue. What a bunch of jackasses! Right? Like,
that's going to happen. Of course, it's going to happen.
That's funny.
But that's just—I mean,
that's
look,
funny.
The reality is that it's going to be fun to watch for both because it's a rivalry, and we never get to see these two teams play. And the other reality is that someone after this game Saturday night is not going to stop bleep talking the other team until 24-25 when these two teams play again. You're not just a win for your team or a win for your university or the favorite team you root for. It's bragging rights now for about 5 years until that next game.
Well, listen, man, these three schools, I said this early this morning on CBS, these three teams should be playing. Florida State, who does every year. By the way, Florida State does. You got to give them complete respect for this one, although it may be mandatory. I don't know. The two state schools have to play each other. Maybe they have to.
It might be a rule. I don't know.
But Florida State, Miami, and Florida should play each other every year. It should. I don't want to hear about the ACC's weak or the SEC's too strong or, you know, we got to play in a neutral site. No, we'll play 1 year. You know, it's good. And I think now strength of schedule is a lot more important in college football. They don't want you playing whatever school we could bring up. But you need to play better competition, and Canes are jumping right into it again. They did it with LSU a couple years ago, and now jumping right back in it. So we'll find out how it all plays out, man. I'm looking forward to
Saturday
it like everybody
can't,
else.
Can't come soon enough.
No.
Can't come soon enough.
We got also a half of a game tomorrow night, maybe a little bit more than a half a game of that matters. I'll tell you, with everything going on with the Dolphins, I'm curious to see who's going to suit up and who's still injured. Because they had a lot of guys come back, including Rashad Jones. But the guy's injured. I give you one that's injured that nobody's talked about that the team was kind of counting on, but he hasn't played at all because he's been injured. Zach Stirrup.
What's the deal with him?
I don't know. He's got some kind of injury. They don't go around this coaching staff especially. They didn't go around. It's just he's injured. They don't tell you what the injury is. But you're taking a chance on guys that you haven't seen at all that have missed. It's the same group of guys. I'll tell you another one that's been out a ton that I think he's safe because he's got a pretty friendly contract is your third safety who's really good on special teams because he hasn't, Walt Akins. And he's been injured. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, TJ McDonald, I think is back. Rashad is definitely back, which is important because I think he needs to get some work too, man. Even though he's been good, just a lot of different stuff they're going to use him at. And in Minka, nobody will be happier than Minka that the two big safeties are coming back that are both good in the box to tackle and take guys on. And you can get Minka out of there doing some different things out wide and blitz and do some of those things.
I just want to see Minka in there always. I just want to see him get better as a player.
It's hard to imagine that he ain't going to play a lot.
I just want to see it. I think that he's the shiny object on this defense right now. The guy with the most potential to become a really, really good player and a star in this league. And I just want to see him play. He might be the shining star from that team last year. Like, I just want to see him play and see how he develops and gets better. I know we got Rashad and TJ and Bobby, and, you know, you got Xavier back there, and he's a superstar.
X-Man's the best player on the team,
okay,
by far.
But I think potential-wise, Minka's got it.
No, he's good, man.
You know,
he
could be that other star with Xavier in the defensive backfield. I just don't want to see him in positions where maybe he's just not at his best. Like, don't you want to see him thrive? I understand if he's playing strong safety.
But Zach, that's what this guy does, man.
I hope so.
He's gonna play him in what he thinks he's best at to help this defense to run all those. I mean, you got to call them New England packages because they're one of the few teams that play so much with all the safeties that they do. You know, they move Bobby McCain from corner where he's desperately needed to safety because of the way he's going to use all these guys. I mean, there are going to be a lot of safeties on this team. Usually, what, four guys make it? Hell, man, they're going to have a lot of guys on this team. All those veteran guys, I'd be shocked. TJ McDonald's having a good camp before he got injured, so he's going to be out there. But, no, Minka's going to have to play. And I'm guessing if he struggles at one, they'll probably get him out of it if he – if he doesn't do well, it makes no sense to play a guy at a position that he doesn't play well. It's like asking a quarterback to make a throw that he doesn't feel comfortable and he hadn't had success with, and you keep telling him to do it, and he's like, I suck at this, and I can't make that throw. So you finally, somebody smart goes, well, it's going to make us all look bad, then just take it out. Don't use it. So maybe they'll do that with Minka Fitzpatrick if there's certain things that he doesn't like with what they're doing. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up. That means Baldy's going to join us. Brian Baldinger will join us.
Breakdowns, yeah.
And he'll break down. He's been all over video and breaking down. Speaking of another guy watching a lot of tape, Baldy sits up there in that New Jersey area, and he's doing it. So he'll join us, and we'll talk a little bit about that offensive line and everything going on in the National Football League right now. So we'll have all that stuff for you in just a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.